My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about an hour, Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports, will join us here on the show. Wanted to get back into the Commanders here, and training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Paul Henry's Windows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Are you concerned about the Commanders' wideout room at this point? There was some flux there yesterday. Dax Milne was released. Damir Byrd also released. He never played a down in a regular season game here for the Commanders. He was with Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. He was brought in a few weeks ago. He was released. Byron Pringle, who was on the squad last year, saw limited duty, had 22 targets, 14 catches for 161 yards. He's brought back into the mix. But if you look at this wideout room, you've got a stud in Terry McLaurin. Okay, now, is he Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase? No. But he's also had just horrendous level of quarterback play since he's been in the NFL, since he was drafted by this team. So you hope with Jaden Daniels, the quarterback play is elevated. He's more accurate, throws better balls to Terry. Terry's numbers should go up across the board. But after Terry McLaurin, there are a lot of question marks with this Commanders offense, and specifically the wideout room. The biggest question, I think, is can Jahan Dotson bounce back from a subpar 2023 after a promising rookie campaign? Dotson numbers, his numbers from last year, he played in all 17 games. Only caught 49 balls on 83 targets for 518 yards, found the end zone four times, averaged 10.6 yards per catch. Curtis Samuel departs. He signs with Buffalo in the offseason. Logan Thomas, now I know he's not a wideout, but he leaves the tight end room. There's not a lot of depth behind Jahan Dotson. They're hoping Deami Brown can finally show them something after being a third-round pick under Ron Rivera. They bring in some other bodies off the street, like Olamide Zaccheaus, who's been a journeyman in the NFL. Never put up big numbers.
I'd say there's some concern, but they drafted McCaffrey for a reason, mm-hmm. right?
McCaffrey's new.
And they have Crowder behind him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I envision as the slot, right? Now, Dotson, you want to have a bounce back, but I don't like to go crazy when we're talking about the edges. We do mm-hmm. this every year, where you wonder who's going to make it, the fifth, the sixth receiver,
right?
Even Deami Brown. Guess what? The fourth and fifth receivers, they usually aren't that important to a team's success. It's the one and two guys.
Sure.
The biggest thing is Jahan Dotson. Is he going to be the player that he looked like he was going to be his rookie season, Or is he going to be the guy that we saw last year? Because if he's the guy that we saw last year, that's not going to be good enough.
And it was pretty alarming.
And eventually they're going to need to find somebody better. But I think that with McCaffrey slash Crowder in that number three hole, in that slot position with Terry McLaurin, they should be okay. Like, I'm not going crazy. Maybe other people are. You can chime in at 800-636-1067 that they brought back Byron Pringle for depth. Because he's going to probably be the fifth or sixth receiver.
Right. He'll be a depth guy, and he shouldn't play that big of a role in the offense.
I would assume that Pringle, if he's on the team all season, is going to do what he did last year, which was what, 11 catches? How many catches?
I think it was 11 or 14. I'd have to.
Something like that.
It wasn't a lot.
Less than one a game.
Right.
So I'm not going to go crazy about that. What I'm reading. Now, everything seems to be coming up roses when you're reading about the burgundy and gold right now.
Right.
When you're reading about the Commanders. But what I'm reading is they do expect Dotson to have a bounce back. He has said it himself. He's put pressure on himself, but they like what they're seeing from him. I don't know what you see so much in training camp, but if Jaden Daniels can get, let's say, 65 catches out of Jahan Dotson and 7 or 8 touchdowns.
That'd be great.
That'd be a huge success.
And one of the huge drop-offs for Dotson from year one to year two is, as a rookie, he averaged almost 15 yards per catch. He was at 14.9. Last year, that plummeted down to 10.6. So I think you have to get him on, I don't know if it's longer routes, different spacing on the offense. They have to get him to be the more explosive guy that we saw in year one than he was in year two. And again, I think a lot of that can be chalked up to Bieniemy and the weirdness of that offense, and things were just dysfunctional. And maybe you can just explain it away like that. But I agree with you. He has to elevate as a former first round pick. He's got to be like in the mid 50s to 60 catches as the clear entrenched number two behind McLaurin. Like, there can't be any more 30, 35, 40 catch seasons for Jahan Dotson. I mean, there's just too much promise for him being drafted. I believe he was 16th overall as they moved back and decided not to draft Olave. Remember, they did the deal with the Saints to move back a few spots. He's got to be like a 55, 60 catch guy going forward. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in on the Commanders' wideout room. And
scale of 1 to 10, Cakes, though, how much concern do you have? I would say I'm at like a 4 or 5.
I'm a little higher. I'd be like a 6.5 or a 7.
Really?
I mean, I'm just like, I think it's, I hope Luke McCaffrey just steps in and plays a big role, but he's a rookie. We don't know exactly what to expect from him.
Because we're talking wide receivers specifically. We're not throwing in tight end.
Yeah, and I don't have any expectations for De'Ami Brown. If you get anything out of him, that's like a bonus. Like, he might not even make the roster. Here's where the opportunity comes in, especially for Dotson, but other players on the offense too. All the targets that have departed in the offseason. Curtis Samuel had 91 targets in the offense last year. And look, these are a little bit skewed because they were so pass happy last year under Bieniemy. But Logan Thomas is no longer here. That was 78 targets. And Gibby is gone out of the backfield. That was another 59 targets.
Yeah, so but I would assume.
There are new guys coming in. Yeah. Eckler's coming in.
Eckler's going to probably have more than what Gibby had.
He'll vacuum up a lot of those too. But there are opportunities and balls to go around for Dotson to get the numbers that we're talking about. Like, he should, to get to the numbers where he should be. Like, as a stud number two wideout on an NFL team. And look, the best teams, they lean into their top receivers. Like, the Dolphins, they don't care about who to throw to outside of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Okay? They couldn't care less about the third, fourth, and fifth guys on their team. Tua locks in on his top options. Same thing with Burrow in Cincinnati, with Chase and Higgins. Same thing in Philly with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, that's what it should look like. It's a little bit different in Kansas City because they've had a weird like mix of wideouts outside of Travis Kelce, who's obviously the number one option there in Kansas City. But Jaden Daniels should major in throwing the ball to Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. Minor in throwing it to McCaffrey and Zach Ertz and guys on the fringes. You should lean into your top two guys, and clearly those two guys here McLaurin and Dotson.
When I say my level of concern is a 4 or 5, mm-hmm. it's not that they can't upgrade.
Right.
Like when we had all these conversations about, well, what if they could get Brandon Ayuk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe he's not practicing with the Niners. I saw him at camp
mm-hmm.
and he was shaking hands with the GM and shaking Lynch. Hands with the coach. He's there, but I don't think he's running routes.
He's not. Like that video that you saw yesterday, I saw the same one. It made you think that like an announcement was imminent that he had been extended, but we haven't heard any official news yet. Maybe, you know, they're right at the finish line, haven't gotten it quite done yet. Maybe we hear that news today or tomorrow.
So what I'm saying is, in an ideal world, mm-hmm. I'd love to upgrade.
Sure.
And then if you had a number one like Ayuk, or we talked about the holdout from Cincinnati, why am I forgetting his name right now?
T. Higgins. Yeah.
Of course, you would take that, because then all of a sudden Terry McLaurin's the number two, which mm-hmm. would be a great receiving corps. Now you bump Jahan Dotson to 3. You can take the rookie Luke McCaffrey. He mm-hmm. can be 4. Now all of a sudden you got a great wide receiver room.
And Adam Peters is, you know, he's scanning every other team and seeing who's going to get cut, who's going to get released. Maybe
yeah, but that's
somebody...
edges.
Yeah, that's again.
That's why I don't go too crazy about Byron Pringle and De'Ami Brown.
Right.
Like, that's not a concern, but it's really all about Jahan Dotson. That's where the concern is.
Right.
Because I don't know.
He has to take that leap into being, you know, like, I think 60 balls for him might even be a little light. Like
I said, 65, like, Cakes.
Yeah, he should be like 65 or 70.
Give me 65 with 7.
If that offense
65
is humming,
catches, 7 touchdowns.
That would be fantastic. That's what he did. He scored 7 touchdowns as a rookie in only 12 games. Remember the hamstring injury that dogged him throughout his rookie campaign. So hopefully Dotson does take that leap and becomes a bigger threat and bigger element of the offense. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Jay in D.C. What's up, Jay? You're on with the Junks.
How you doing, my man?
What's up, Jay?
All right, this is the way I see it. McLaurin, you don't have to worry too much about him, but he's not a neighbor's, and he's not in the top 10.
He's not Justin Jefferson. We realize that.
Right. And then you look at Dotson. Dotson is definitely the guy you got to worry about, because if he can't do it, if he comes up crying about his hammies and all this kind of BS or whatever, then the passing game is just not going to go, and then that's definitely going to force the quarterback McDaniels to run more. And what you're going to have is that you know how we used to do when we were little, mommy, my toy is broken. And that's what's going to happen. The kid is going to get hurt out there, because the more he has to run, the more he's going to probably wind up getting hurt.
I hope McDaniels doesn't get hurt, Cakes.
Yeah,
it'd suck if McDaniels got hurt.
That would be terrible. It would be bad for the fortunes of the Commanders and for this show, whoever that McDaniels person is. I just think everybody's numbers are going to rise, because they have a superior quarterback delivering them the football. Like, the balls are going to be accurate. They're going to be on point. As long as the offensive line does their part and they've upgraded that enough to give Jaden Daniels time to find his targets, the offensive flow should look better. It should look easier than it has in years past, because you have a superior talent now at quarterback over, you know, the carousel of Ryan Fitzpatrick's and Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke and that never-ending string of just bad quarterbacking that we've seen here for years. Hopefully, those are a thing of the past, and it's all Jaden all the time. That's what you have to hope for. Hopefully, that's the case. If you want to weigh in on whether the wideouts for the Commanders are concerning you, you can do that at 800-636-1067. Don't forget, we'll talk more NFL with Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He'll join us on the show coming up at 9 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're about to get swept up in a viral TikTok craze bit. Are we going to try Marshmallow Fluff Coke? Is that what it's called?
Fluffy Coke.
Fluffy Coke.
I saw this the other day, and I was somewhat intrigued because, you know, I'm a dessert guy.
Sure.
And I like good Coke,
you
too.
You like sweets.
So it was a combination of two things that I was intrigued by. Now, I've never, ever in my life bought Marshmallow Fluff until last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured we could try it because they say it's the drink of the summer,
Drink of the summer.
And it's a simple formula. You take your fluff, marshmallow fluff, and line your glass.
Okay.
Now, I have red Solo cups, not a glass.
Yeah,
I
mean, like a... All right, hold on. What do you mean line? Like rim it? Like it's a margarita?
Like the whole thing.
Yeah,
I just think you put it on the bottom, put a layer. The side.
Now, we have like... The recipe calls for like a real glass. We're slumming it with red Solo cups, but it's fine. We'll have a close approximation and we'll get an idea of it.
So what I have here is jet puffed marshmallow cream. Oh. Here you go, Cakes.
It looks fantastic.
By the way, pretty cheap. It was only $1.99.
Well, I mean, it's just, could you put anything worse in your body at 8:23 in the morning? Than just sugary, this is marshmallow paste.
Hey, so what's fluff? I don't know what fluff is. I've never had fluff.
I think it's basically, it's almost like, the cream of the marshmallows.
Here's what it is. Corn syrup, sugar, water, contains less than 2% of dried egg whites, cream of tartar, xanthan gum, artificial and natural flavors. There you have it.
It's smushed marshmallow. I'm going to guess if you just bought marshmallows that you'd have those same ingredients, right?
Yes.
Do you think I have enough? I just lined the sides, Cakes.
Yeah, you're fine. By the way, I found a weird bit out about Matt Valdez, who I thought I knew until this morning. on an off topic, Valdez told me this morning he hates chocolate. He's not a chocolate guy. And Drab and I were just,
I know,
we were borderline incensed. We're
right, like, pass, what are you talking about? Pass, how long is it going to take you to line your damn Solo man, cup?
I need to make sure I have plenty of fluff in here.
Did you put the sodas in the freezer?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that was my direction to Mike Marr was you got to get them cold.
Now, okay,
hopefully it doesn't explode in our faces
when we open them.
Did
you pick up yours? I got Coke Zero for you. I know you're a Coke Zero guy. All right, but I get the regular.
Oh.
Dude, I knew it. You called it. You put them in the freezer.
It's all good. It's going to be extra cold.
What are you doing, Mike Moore?
Now I'm going to open mine away from my computer. Ah, look at that. Mine's perfect. No explosion, no nothing. All right, I have Coke Zero. I'm pouring in my red Solo cup. It's loaded with marshmallow fluff. It's getting nice and foamy.
Dude, he killed me.
Yours is turning into a disaster over there. A second soda is going to explode
frozen.
On you.
It's frozen.
Hey, you know what?
Frozen Coke.
I think that actually helps the drink, the fact that it's frozen. It's frozen, mixes with the fluff. I think it's going to be delicious. All right. Mine's looking pretty good. Mike Marr might have put mine in 5 minutes later than yours. Mine came out nice and cold. Perfect.
All right, now this one actually is a liquid Coke.
There you have it. All right.
You got to give it time to mix, I would imagine.
Do we have to stir it around?
It's supposed to have some ice in here.
Yeah, I don't know if I would trust the ice from the refrigerators and the freezers at Odyssey. I think they get cleaned like once every 6 months. So I don't know how clean the ice would be coming out of the ice dispenser.
By the way, I also thought of you last night when I bought the sodas because you probably never bought cans this small.
No, you're incorrect.
I buy cans this small all the time.
I do at times, but it kind of offends my soda drinking sensibilities.
Right, you probably put away three each
time. To have a soda that's that small because that's literally, this is.
They're 7.5 ounces.
This is one gulp. This is a single gulp for me. Valdez, you're the same, right? Like,
yeah.
You can't take these seriously.
Although they are kind of nice. Like if you just want like a hit of sugar,
right?
And you don't want a full soda, they are kind of nice. Like if I have a Coke Zero, I would rather have a 12-ounce bottle or can.
Sure.
But if I have a regular Sprite or a regular Coke, and I don't want all that sugar.
Yeah.
That nice little 7-ounce jolt.
Yeah, it just hits you.
It's good.
Hits you hard.
I'm mixing mine a little bit with the knife.
Mine's just kind of floating around in here.
All right, you ready to try it?
Yeah, I'm ready to give it a try.
Fluffy Coke.
It's the drink of the summer. All right, let's try this.
And mine tastes like Coke. I don't think I have any fluff.
Mine tastes just like Coke Zero. Right. Like, I can't taste the fluff.
The fluff hasn't mixed in.
Did we do it wrong? I think we did it the way we were supposed to. I followed the viral TikTok instructions.
Something is not right. We've got no mix.
Here, let me have your knife. I need to mix the fluff in with the soda. Need to mix it up. Need to shake it up over here. Oh, this might be a dud. This might be a dud drink of the summer so far.
Well, our fluff is not mixing. Maybe we needed the glass.
See?
Underestimated the pint glass.
The ice.
Because with the glass, maybe the fluff comes off easier. Here, I'm looking at my fluff. It's all stuck to the cup.
You're supposed to have like a straw, like scrape up the fluff with. Let's see here. I'm going to give this. Out of 10 cake batters, I give it a 4.
I taste no fluff.
Why don't you just take a bite of fluff, keep it in your mouth, and then take a sip of soda?
Or how about you just do what most normal people do?
Swish it around.
How about you just drink the soda? The fluff isn't really that necessary.
Bit of a dud, at least our execution. In theory, it'd be all right. By the way, I saw we should almost get Brett on for his expertise. The other day, and I saw that Drab put in the outline, I was walking, and Valdez saw it too. Fox 5 was doing a bit on which state should get credit for the crush, the orange crush.
Yeah, the orange crush, yeah.
Apparently Delaware's claiming it, but Maryland wants to claim it too.
Delaware wants to make the orange crush the official state drink of Delaware. But Maryland is pushing back because apparently, and Valdez is an Ocean City expert slash historian, he can vouch for this, the Orange Crush was not discovered, created, I think, in the mid-90s at Harborside.
Harborside Bar.
Harborside Bar, which is in West Ocean City.
Yeah, it's like a, it's a boat or dock bar.
And what about, you know, the Sup Crush?
Well, the Sup Crush was stolen from the Starboard.
Right. Which is, and Brett would be the first to tell you that. Brett, yeah. By the way, Monty from the Starboard sent me a picture of him hanging out with Brett at the Starboard, yes, over this past weekend. And his caption was, "See, some guys aren't still afraid to come to the Starboard." And there's Brett, you know, doing his Ben Affleck pose,
chin up,
and just looking handsome.
That, Brett
hanging out with Monty.
Brett every year goes back to Dewey for a scouting slash reconnaissance about what he can steal.
Hey, Monty,
from the beaches.
I'm back again. Can I see your menu? Yeah, sure, Brett. Here it is, man. Take a look. Take whatever you want. You're not in my market, so you can do whatever you want down in North Carolina. Those are my Brett and but Monty.
This is such BS from Delaware.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Delaware is just glomming on to something created in the great state of Maryland,
yeah,
and trying to claim it as their own.
You have a tiny state that's known for no state tax and the first state. You guys have nothing, and you got to go steal from all your surrounding areas. That's what loser states do. Delaware is a loser state.
Hey, they got tax-free shopping, like you mentioned, and Dewey Beach. We love Monty.
What else?
Love the Star.
What else? Exactly. DuPont.
What else do they have? Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of businesses incorporate in Delaware as a tax loophole. That's about the best I can offer.
Cakes, I'm just dropping some fluff in here, and I'll try that way. Here, you can try it.
That's good.
Looks like Mike Marr tried it. Has anybody else tried it that's actually getting some fluff?
You know what? This points to a bigger picture. Good to be away from TikTok. I don't need to be on TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok. I can't drink this. This looks disgusting.
Yeah, you would have like a physical reaction to it, Valdez.
I don't. It's the sides are coated in white fluff.
It's just
it looks
not,
gross.
It's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, you're gonna stay far, far away. As you probably
when
should.
You go to those free soda machines and the Coke offers like
freestyle soda.
Freestyle
machines.
Soda machines.
Yes.
Sorry to offend you. I always get cherry Coke. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Do you mix it up?
I had,
because they've got vanilla. They've got like six different types of Coke that you can get.
I was officially shook a few days ago. I went to California Tortilla in the O-Town.
All right, Caltort.
Caltort has had a freestyle Coke machine for, I want to say, like the last decade, last 8 to 10 years. So I go in, I pick up my to-go order. Of course, I have a drink with my to-go order. I turn to the left where the freestyle soda machine usually is. And to my horror and dismay, I'm looking at just a random Coke dispenser with, I think, four fountains on each side in between the ice.
They limited your choices.
They got rid of the freestyle Coke machine. I almost broke down and cried.
Well, I will tell you.
It was devastating.
The freestyle Coke machine, while I'm a fan of it,
love it.
It doesn't taste the same.
See,
if you give me a regular machine of cherry Coke, which is my favorite,
mm-hmm,
all right? They have that at Subway right here.
Yeah.
At the Subway Cafe,
okay,
right here next to Nats Park,
mm-hmm,
they have regular cherry Coke.
Yeah.
If I drink that cherry Coke and then I get one at a freestyle machine.
Yes.
The Coke that comes out of the regular machine is 100% better than the freestyle machine.
I would take a 90% approximation of whatever soda I get out of the freestyle Coke machine because I have all of the options. Like if I go to a freestyle Coke machine.
Yeah, but what do you get at the freestyle Coke machine?
Oh, I'll tell you what I get. I press Coke Zero, and then they give me 12 options of Coke Zero.
So what do you get?
I mix it up. They have lime, they offer lemon, they offer raspberry, they offer cherry, they offer cherry vanilla, they offer like during the summer months peach Coke Zero.
Do shake it up.
Yes, limitless choices.
Does it taste the same as Coke Zero?
Yeah, it's Coke Zero with whatever flavoring that they're hyping up. I like having those options, even if it doesn't taste exactly like the coming out of the fountain, like all of you you Coke militants are talking about.
I'm just saying, if I want a Cherry Coke, I want it to taste like Cherry Coke, and it doesn't taste quite as good.
Like I get
out of the freestyle machine.
I get a Coke Zero with lime. It tastes like Coke Zero with lime added to it. I don't see what the problem is here.
Hey, Cakes, I'm going to sneak in here for a second, going back to the debate of the Orange Crush, Delaware, yeah, or Maryland. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where baseball was invented?
I'm going to guess you're going to tell me Delaware?
No. Canada. Is that Canada's sport?
Is that Canada's pastime?
Or is that America's pastime?
The Blue Jays are in Canada last time.
Let me tell
you
something. The Starbird has the best Orange Crush in the country. Okay. No offense to Brett.
Yes.
All right. Monty perfected it.
Crushed
he popularized it.
Thanks,
just because it was invented in some dump in Maryland doesn't mean that's why it became a popular drink. Monty, everyone copied the Starbird's recipe, and that is why it exploded all over the Eastern Shore. So therefore, I'm giving a vote to Delaware. That should be the cocktail of Delaware.
Why are you such a mark for Delaware all of a sudden? Where is this coming from?
Well, I'm getting into the debate here. I'm doing some background.
He's embracing
research.
Debate.
I'm embracing debate. I mean, okay, you guys, everyone's dunking all over Delaware, and they're the one that popularized the drink. It was invented in some guy's garage in Maryland. Big effing deal.
Popularized, by the way, keyword popularized.
Yes. Yeah.
Not invented. Right. Stop trying to squat. You know, he's doing squatters' rights on drinks.
Look, it's at the end of the day, it's politicians doing a goofball political stunt. Oh, we want to make the Orange Crush our drink. Maryland's pushing back. And it's goofy. Who really cares? Just go enjoy the Orange Crush.
I actually kind of care a little bit. I don't like Delaware poaching things that were invented.
But Maryland already has, apparently, an official drink.
What and that is what?
The Black-Eyed Susan.
Oh, that's right. They serve those at the Preakness.
Yes, because Maryland's such a silly state, it has a Preakness, unlike Delaware. What are you running at Harrington Park?
See, at least you know the name of the property. I didn't even know that.
Have fun in Dover.
I support the Starbird.
I support him, too. You know what? Punt your trip to Dutch Wonderland with your kids. Go vacation in Delaware. Tell me how silly it is.
Well, you think the Delaware beaches aren't silly?
I know. I'm sulling them, and I actually do enjoy the Delaware beaches.
I was curious.
I'm a hypocrite.
The official drink of North Carolina?
I don't know what that is.
Milk.
Milk?
How did they declare milk?
Gross. You know what? They need to upgrade their official drink. Milk and cereal, fine. I know Valdez likes to eat like a T-bone steak and wash it down with milk. That's kind of weird.
No. Spaghetti and milk.
Spaghetti and milk. Okay.
That's a great combination.
I don't like that combination. Not really
feeling that. It's almost like PB&J.
Yeah. How about it's nothing like PB&J? You know what else isn't a great combination? Coke Zero and Fluff. It stinks. I'll never drink it ever again.
And now my console's sticky because Mike Moore gave me soda.
I will wear that. I told him to put them in the freezer because I need my sodas ice cold. Can't have them even just a little cold.
Now you've got Fluff stuck to your mustache.
Do I? They got to be ice cold, JP. I got to maintain this during the break. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Will Brinson. We'll talk NFL with him. We'll do big deal or little deal next here on The Fan. We will talk NFL with Will Brinson coming up at 9 o'clock. He's an NFL columnist for CBS Sports. Before the show is done, we'll also give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll give those away within the next hour or so.
Very cool.
But right now it is time for, I'd still categorize this as a pretty brand new segment, big deal or little deal. I'll throw out a topic. You just tell me if you think it's a big deal, little deal. We can go around the room. Matt Damon teases Rounders sequel in Rich Eisen interview.
I think that's a big deal, especially for the people here that are fans of Rounders. I can see the glimmer in your eye, Cakes. I gotta believe you're gonna say it's a big deal.
It's clearly a big deal. If we get more Edward Norton and Matt Damon and this guy,
pay that man his money.
We get more to Teddy KGB.
Has his new show started? Because I think that's a big deal too. Ooh, Matt Damon, you know, with what? Casey Affleck,
that's
where
true.
They are.
It starts, I think, in a week.
Okay,
on Apple TV Plus.
They are. I don't know what you call them. Bank robbers, I guess.
It's like
But I heard they're kind of goofy. It's got like a comedic spin to it.
Mm. I'll give it a chance because it's a bank heist show, like I believe set in Boston.
Yes.
With all the Southies. Matt Damon, Affleck. I'm in.
It's not.
I'm definitely in.
You know, we said it was like The Town Part 2. I don't think it's exactly like that. I think there's a comedic spin to it. But Rounders Part 2? Yeah, why not?
I'm 1,000% in.
How did Rounders end? Matt Damon like quit at the end, like he went back to law school? Or?
No.
I can't remember.
No.
I didn't say.
Now you're just offending all of what I hold sacred, JP. Movies, poker, Matt Damon.
How does it end?
He takes down Teddy KGB.
Right.
Huge score.
Okay. He settles his debt.
With the professor.
Mm-hmm. And he's left over with, what, two stacks of high society?
Three stacks of high society. The same amount as he started with.
Correct. So then he says goodbye to his then ex-girlfriend.
But he does go back to, like, the law school and, like, the dorm at the end, right?
No, he goes back and says...
Whatever
says,
it was.
He says goodbye to his bummer ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. Who's just trying to drag him down... trying to force him never to play poker ever again.
Yeah, what a nag.
To keep their relationship alive, blah, blah, blah. All he wanted to do was go out to Vegas and play in the World Series of Poker.
Okay. Yes.
Which is what he does. At
Got
the end,
you.
He gets into the cab, and of course, the cabbie tells him, good luck.
Yeah, he asks where he's going.
Yep.
After he says LaGuardia,
yep.
He goes, Vegas, and he wishes him good luck.
He wishes him good luck, and then Matt Damon kind of gives a scoffing look to him because, hello, poker is not a game of luck. It's known as a game of skill. Thank you very much. That's your end of Rounders, in case you haven't.
Thank you for the reminder.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, that is your end of Rounders.
I haven't watched it 35 times like you have.
Judgment.
Well, I mean, Valdez and I, we were watching it just a few
yesterday.
Days ago. Was it yesterday?
No, yesterday we watched Heat.
We watched part of Heat. I think,
what channel do you have on there that's cranking out these old movies?
He's found a channel that just cranks out nothing but sillies in the production room. We've seen parts of Rounders two of the last 4 days. I want to say we've been at work.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to you, Valdez, for doing that.
Thank you.
Love that. So yes, I think we're all in agreement, as Fred Durst would have said back in the day. Rounders 2 would be a big deal. A major change is coming to Taco Bell drive-thrus. Taco Bell is set to expand the use of artificial intelligence voice technology in its drive-thrus to hundreds of U.S. locations by the end of this year. Big deal, little deal.
Big deal because I want to say McDonald's has tried this,
mm-hmm.
and the AI messes up the orders.
Oh.
If you don't speak clearly, you could get, you know, a chalupa when you ordered something else.
Mm. I don't know if that'd be a bad thing or a good thing. If I ordered a taco and got a chalupa instead, I'd probably still be okay with it.
I mean, they're not that different. The chalupa and the taco.
It's probably not that different.
It's a different shell. Is there anything else different between a chalupa and a taco?
Probably not. The move means that when users pull up to place their order at a Taco Bell, there's a good chance they'll be talking to a computer rather than a human employee on the other end. Now, Taco Bell is saying voice AI does not replace any team members. It's designed...
That's their spin. They're trying to say they're not, you know, cutting jobs.
It's designed to, quote, enhance the team member experience so they can focus on other tasks that are a priority for them. Well, what are the other tasks that are... Isn't the top priority getting the food to the customer in the drive-thru window?
Right, but what they're saying is they're not having the person who takes the order. I got to tell you, I am impressed nowadays with people in drive-thrus that, you know, when you have the two-window system,
mm-hmm. yep.
I don't know who created the two-window system, but they're genius.
Yep.
Okay? Because we didn't grow up with two windows in drive-thru. Two windows, meaning like there's one window where you pay,
and the next window you pick up.
It just speeds up mm-hmm. the process, right?
Understood, yeah.
But that person that's on the headset that is taking your money
mm-hmm.
and is taking an order at the same time, I don't know that I can do it.
They might be borderline geniuses.
Yeah.
They're excellent multitaskers. Because I'm with you. They're processing your order, then they're taking another order, they're doing the change or whatever, they're taking your credit card, the whole nine. Kudos to them. They're doing a lot.
I couldn't pull that off when you were my boss at Wild World at Fry Fry again.
Well, I mean, it's just... I mean, it's a very limited menu. It's pretty easy to...
It was a limited menu.
To get that one.
I think our menu had four items.
Yeah. Big deal or little deal, JP. Alex Ovechkin talks about the important role of beer in an NHL locker room. In a recent interview, the Grade 8 talked about the importance of having some beers with the boys. According to Russian Machine Never Breaks, Ovi did an interview with a pal of his, a blogger named Amiron Saradov. And in it, he talked about having locker room brewskis. Quote, I don't hide it, Ovechkin said, of having some beers after games. I like the taste of beer. I like light beer. Sometimes I can drink Guinness. He goes on to say, I can't imagine a player who says he doesn't drink. He quit. You can take a break for a certain time, but after the game, this is where Ovi's my spirit animal, 2 to 3 cans of beer with pleasure. It's useful. In Washington, we have a refrigerator with beer in the coaching room. It's normal.
Little deal. If you go to our Instagram page, follow us, Sports Junkies Radio, there's a picture of Ovi, and we spent a lot of time maybe a month ago talking about that volleyball picture where he looked big.
Yeah.
There's a video of him playing soccer where he's basically just throwing some kid. This is why it's a little deal to me.
Yeah.
And maybe that was old video.
I think it was an older video.
I just saw it yesterday for the first time, and so I put it up on our page. Little deal to me because if you're scoring goals, who the hell cares what you're drinking?
Right. Exactly.
Just post game, who cares?
Little deal.
Big deal if production falls if you just started doing it. But little deal in my mind. It's a little deal for you?
Little deal. This looks like it's a big deal for Matt Valdez. Super Yacht the Love Bug capsizes in the Chesapeake Bay, prompting a wild rescue. Like, what's going on here, Valdez? This looks like a fancy-ass boat, too.
Dude, that boat was like $250,000. It's a, you know what? Massive deal for boat owner.
That's, this is a huge deal for the boat owner.
Did you guys talk about that video last week of that whale?
Yes.
You guys did talk about it.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Breaching the water and then landing on the boat in, it was off the coast of New Hampshire. And then the guy that was about 50 feet away.
He's like, I got to get out of here.
He's hightailed it out of there. He's like, I don't want that to happen to my boat. I got to get out of Dodge.
That was close to Annapolis. Can you imagine if you're trying to take the boat over to Mike's and you, they don't allow you to go past that because they got to do a recovery?
If there's no chance this boat could pull up to the rickety docks at Mike's, could it? It's too big, right?
I've seen some big boats on little docks.
I mean, this is a... How many feet do you think this yacht is?
I'm going to guess that's 42 feet.
And that is substantial. This is a big boy.
By the way, earlier when we were talking about the Olympics, Mike Marr said that he could be an Olympic walker, which happens to be on. I don't know the like they're borderline running. and I do got to believe these guys were all runner rejects, right?
Yeah, Mike runner losers.
Mike doesn't have the fluid hips like that,
right? Yeah. But these guys were all wannabe marathoners just.
They kept
finishing in like 25th place.
Right. They got relegated to race walking.
There's no doubt. If I started from a young age, I'm cooking these guys. These are a bunch of jabronis on TV right now. A bunch of marathon failures.
Yeah.
They have to be.
They are marathon failures. That's a good soul read. Last in big deal or little deal, Jets Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson say they're heated discussions on the sideline are much ado about nothing. A video shot by a fan and posted on social media last week showed the Jets quarterback and wideout having what some termed a, quote, heated disagreement on the sideline. It set the internet and sports talk radio into a bit of a frenzy.
What's smaller than a little deal, Cakes?
Yeah. A minuscule deal.
Yes, this is a minuscule or no deal.
Yeah.
I did laugh at somebody captioned it. Something to the effect of Aaron Rodgers grilling him for running the wrong route.
Yeah.
And then Garrett Wilson firing back, well, maybe if you were in camp to tell me where I was supposed to go. You should have been at some practices, Aaron Rodgers.
It's a little deal. Garrett Wilson's probably going to catch. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers stays upright for 15-plus games, he should catch 100 balls from Aaron Rodgers. Like, he has that sort of talent. He could catch 120 balls.
So they've got Garrett Wilson. They got Alan Lazard. Who else do they have?
They picked up Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
But he's injured. They got Tyler Conklin at tight end. Got Breece Hall will catch a bunch out of the backfield. I think Garrett Wilson primed for a big year.
Wish he was a little deal.
Yeah, it's a
little deal. Who cares? A receiver's arguing with the quarterback.
Such a little deal. I'll tell you what's a big deal. Our next guest, Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He's a big deal. We'll talk NFL with him coming up next on The Fan. Talk NFL with Will Brinson coming up at 9 o'clock. He's an NFL columnist for CBS Sports. Before the show is done, we'll also give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll give those away within the next hour or so.
Very cool.
But right now it is time for, I'd still categorize this as a pretty brand new segment, big deal or little deal. I'll throw out a topic. You just tell me if you think it's a big deal, little deal. We can go around the room. Matt Damon teases Rounders sequel in Rich Eisen interview.
I think that's a big deal, especially for the people here that are fans of Rounders. I can see the glimmer in your eye, Cakes. I gotta believe you're gonna say it's a big deal.
It's clearly a big deal. If we get more Edward Norton and Matt Damon and this guy,
pay that man his money.
We get more to Teddy KGB.
Has his new show started? Because I think that's a big deal too. Ooh, Matt Damon with Casey Affleck, they are.
It starts, I think, in a week.
Okay.
On Apple TV Plus.
They are, I don't know what you call them, bank robbers, I guess.
It's like
But I heard they're kind of goofy. It's got like a comedic spin to it.
Mm. I'll give it a chance because it's a bank heist show, like I believe set in Boston.
Yes.
With all the Southies. Matt Damon, Affleck. I'm in.
It's not.
I'm definitely in.
You know, we said it was like The Town Part 2. I don't think it's exactly like that. I think there's a comedic spin to it, but Rounders Part 2? Yeah, why not?
I'm 1,000% in.
Remind me, how did Rounders end? Matt Damon, like, quit at the end? Like, he went back to law school? Or?
No.
I can't remember.
No.
I didn't say it.
Now you're just offending all of what I hold sacred, JP. Movies, poker, Matt Damon.
How does it end?
He takes down Teddy KGB.
Right.
Huge score.
Okay. He settles his debt.
With the professor.
Mm-hmm. And he's left over with, what, two stacks of high society?
Three stacks of high society. The same amount as he started with.
Correct. So then he says goodbye to his then ex-girlfriend.
But he does go back to, like, the law school and, like, the dorm at the end, right?
No, he goes back and says...
Whatever it was.
He says goodbye to his bummer ex-girlfriend,
yeah,
right, who's just trying to drag him down, trying to force him never to play poker ever again.
Yeah, what a nag.
To keep their relationship alive, blah, blah, blah. All he wanted to do was go out to Vegas and play in the World Series of Poker.
Okay. Yes.
Which is what he does.
Got you.
He gets into the cab. And of course, the cabbie tells him good luck.
Yeah, he asks where he's going.
Yep.
After he says LaGuardia,
yep. He goes
Vegas. And he wishes him good luck.
He wishes him good luck. And then Matt Damon kind of gives a scoffing look to him because, hello, poker is not a game of luck. It's known as a game of skill. Thank you very much. That's your end of Rounders, in case you
haven't. Thank you for the reminder.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yes. That is your end of Rounders.
I haven't watched it 35 times like you have.
Judgment.
Well, I mean, Valdez and I, we were watching it just a few days ago. Was it yesterday?
No, yesterday we watched Heat.
We watched part of Heat. I think.
What channel do you have on there that's cranking out these old movies?
He's found a channel that just cranks out nothing but sillies in the production room. We've seen parts of Rounders... Two of the last 4 days, I want to say we've been at work. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you, Valdez, for doing that.
Thank you.
Love that. So, yes, I think we're all in agreement, as Fred Durst would have said back in the day. Rounders 2 would be a big deal. A major change is coming to Taco Bell drive-thrus. Taco Bell is set to expand the use of artificial intelligence voice technology in its drive-thrus to hundreds of U.S. locations by the end of this year. Big deal, little deal.
Big deal because I want to say McDonald's has tried this,
mm-hmm.
and the AI messes up the orders. Oh. If you don't speak clearly, you could get, you know, a chalupa when you ordered something else.
I don't know if that'd be a bad thing or a good thing. If I ordered a taco and got a chalupa instead, I'd probably still be okay with it.
I mean, they're not that different. The chalupa and the taco.
It's probably not that different.
It's a different shell. Is there anything else different between a chalupa and a taco?
Probably not. The move means that when users pull up to place their order at a Taco Bell, there's a good chance they'll be talking to a computer rather than a human employee on the other end. Now, Taco Bell is saying voice AI does not replace any team members. It's designed.
That's their spin. They're trying to say they're not, you know, cutting jobs.
It's designed to, quote, enhance the team member experience so they can focus on other tasks that are a priority for them. Well, what are the other tasks that are, isn't the top priority getting the food to the customer in the drive-thru window?
Right, but what they're saying is they're not having the person who takes order. I got to tell you, I am impressed nowadays with people in drive-thrus that, you know, when you have the two-window system, I don't know who created the two-window system, but they're genius.
Yep.
Okay? Because we didn't grow up with two windows in the drive-thru.
The two-lane. The two
No. Lane. Two windows, meaning like there's one window where you pay, and the next window you pick up. It just speeds up the process, right?
Understood, yeah.
But that person that's on the headset that is taking your money and is taking an order at the same time, I don't know that I can do it.
They might be borderline geniuses.
They're
excellent multitaskers. Because I'm with you. They're like, they're processing your order, then they're taking another order, they're doing the change or whatever, they're taking your credit card, the whole nine. Kudos to them. They're doing, they're doing a lot.
I couldn't pull that off when you were my boss at Wild World at Fry Fry again.
Well, I mean, it's just it's a very limited menu. It's pretty easy to
It was a limited menu.
To get that one.
I think our menu
out.
Had four items.
Yeah. Big deal or little deal, JP. Alex Ovechkin talks about the important role of beer in an NHL locker room. In a recent interview, the Great Eight talked about the importance of having some beers with the boys. According to Russian Machine Never Breaks, Ovi did an interview with a pal of his, a blogger named Amiron Saradov, and in it he talked about having locker room brewskis. Quote, "I don't hide it," Ovechkin said, "of having some beers after games. I like the taste of beer. I like light beer. Sometimes I can drink Guinness." He goes on to say, "I can't imagine a player who says he doesn't drink. He quit. You can take a break for a certain time, but after the game," this is where Ovi's my spirit animal, "two to three cans of beer with pleasure. It's useful. In Washington, we have a refrigerator with beer in the coaching room. It's normal."
Little deal. If you go to our Instagram page, follow us, Sports Junkies Radio, there's a picture of Ovi, and we spent a lot of time maybe a month ago talking about that volleyball picture where he looked big.
Yeah.
There's a video of him playing soccer where he's basically just throwing some kid. This is why it's a little deal to me.
Yeah.
And maybe that was old video.
I think it was an older video.
I just saw it yesterday for the first time. Yeah. And so I put it up on our page. Little deal to me, because if you're scoring goals, who the hell cares what you're drinking?
Right. Exactly.
Just post game, who cares?
Little deal.
Big deal if production falls if you just started doing it. But little deal in my mind. Little deal for you?
Little deal. This looks like it's a big deal for Matt Valdez. Super yacht, the Love Bug, capsizes in the Chesapeake Bay, prompting a wild rescue. Like, what's going on here, Valdez? This looks like a fancy-ass boat, too.
Dude, that boat was like $250,000. It's a, you know what? Massive deal for boat owner.
That's, this is a huge deal for the boat owner.
Did you guys talk about that video last week? Of that whale.
Yes.
You guys we did talk about it.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Breaching the water and then landing on the boat in, it was off the coast of New Hampshire. And then the guy that was about 50 feet away.
He's like, I got to get out of here.
He's hightailing it out of there. He's like, I don't want that to happen to my boat. I got to get out of Dodge.
That was close to Annapolis. Can you imagine if you're trying to take the boat over to Mike's and you, they don't allow you to go past that because they got to do a recovery?
There's no chance this boat could pull up to the rickety docks at Mike's, could it? It's too big, right?
I've seen some big boats on little docks.
I mean, this is a how many feet do you think this yacht is?
I'm gonna guess that's 42 feet.
I mean, that is substantial. This is a big boy.
By the way, earlier when we were talking about the Olympics, Mike Marr said that he could be an Olympic walker, which happens to be on. I don't know the rule. Like, they're borderline running. And I do got to believe these guys were all runner rejects, right?
Mike doesn't have the fluid hips like that.
Right? Yeah. But these guys were all wannabe marathoners that just...
They kept
finishing in like 25th place.
Right. They got relegated to race walking.
There's no doubt. If I started from a young age, I'm cooking these guys. These are a bunch of jabronis on TV right now. A bunch of marathon failures.
Yeah, they have to be.
They are marathon failures. That's a good soul read. Last in big deal or little deal, Jets Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson say their heated discussions on the sideline are much ado about nothing. A video shot by a fan and posted on social media last week showed the Jets quarterback and wideout having what some termed a, quote, heated disagreement on the sideline. It set the internet and sports talk radio into a bit of a frenzy.
What's smaller than a little deal, Cakes?
Yeah. A minuscule deal.
Yes, this is a minuscule or no deal.
Yeah.
I did laugh at somebody captioned it, something to the effect of Aaron Rodgers grilling him for running the wrong route.
Yeah.
And then Garrett Wilson firing back, well, maybe if you were in camp to tell me where I was supposed to go. Maybe he should have been at some practices, Aaron Rodgers.
It's a little deal. Garrett Wilson's probably going to catch. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers stays upright for 15-plus games, he should catch 100 balls from Aaron Rodgers. Like, he has that sort of talent. He could catch 120 balls.
So they've got Garrett Wilson. They got Alan Lazard. Who else do they have?
They picked up Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
But
pretty good receiver.
He's oft injured. They got Tyler Conklin at tight end. Got Breece Hall will catch a bunch out of the backfield. I think Garrett Wilson primed for a big year.
Who cares? A receiver's arguing with the quarterback.
Such a little deal. I'll tell you what's a big deal. Our next guest, Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He's a big deal. We'll talk NFL with him coming up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.